Hi, I'm Missy. I'm an alcoholic. I'm super grateful to be here. Thank you, Lori, for inviting me. It's an honor and a privilege to be asked to do anything in AA, and I take my program very seriously. So I have a sobriety date. It's January 13th, 2018. I have a home group. It is Over the Bridge, and we meet at 7 p.m. in San Carlos. And I have a sponsor, and I've worked the steps. And I'm here to talk to you tonight about my alcoholism and where it took me and where I'm at now. So I started drinking as a teenager, like most people did, and I just wanted to fit in. I just wanted to be cool. A lot hasn't changed. Still kind of want to be cool. But so as a teenager, I drank to have fun, and that's how it was for a long time. I had fun for a while until it wasn't fun anymore. I got pregnant at 19, and I thought that being pregnant would discontinue all of the partying, and I would take my life seriously, and I have a child now, and that's going to get my life on track. And I thought that would be the end all of that. And unfortunately, it wasn't, and I started drinking pretty heavily when my son was about one or two. And I can't tell you any other reason why I picked up a drink except for I liked the effect produced by alcohol. And I liked forgetting all my problems, and I liked forgetting that I was a young mom and I had responsibilities. And my responsibilities didn't stop me from drinking. I didn't care if I had my son in the car. I didn't care if I had a job to do. I didn't care if I had a husband at home or dishes in the sink or food to prepare for my son. It did not matter. A drink came first. And I'm sad to say that I lived that way for 10 years. And throughout the 10 years of my son's life, I'd like to tell you that I remember a lot of it, but the truth is that I don't. Around Christmas time this last year, I was putting the Christmas tree up with my son, and he's like, "Mom, tell me some stories about when I was a kid." I told him a few, and he goes, "Is that it?" And that's pretty much, as of right now, that's all I can remember. And I've been told by my sponsor and others that more will come along the more sobriety I get. And I hope that's the truth, but right now all I can do is be a good mom to my son right now. So I continued to drink, and for about 10 or 11 years, and my drinking took me to dark places. I drank with people who drank like I did at first, and they drank in the morning. They drank at 6 in the morning, and they skipped work too. They took their kids to the zoo and fell, you know, drunk all over the place. And I lived like that, and it was a really sad way to live. And I drank alone a lot at the end, and I was by myself a lot at the end. And I was in a lot of fear, and I was in a lot of pain, and I was in a lot of misery. And I got to a place where I couldn't even, like, be with myself. I remember calling my mom at, I don't know, sometime in the morning time, because I had puked for so many hours. I was sick when I drank, and I was sick when I didn't drink. And that's where my drinking took me. I called my mom, and I was like, "I just can't do it anymore." She took me to the hospital. I got into a detox, and I found AA. And when I got here, everybody was smiling, and they had a solution. And I was like, okay, I want what these people have. So I started to do what these people did. And I didn't pick up a drink for a few years. But the problem was I stopped doing the things that worked, so it stopped working. I stopped going to meetings, I stopped calling my sponsor, and I stopped reaching out to God. And one of the things that I never did that much in the first 3 years of my sobriety was I didn't reach my hand out to another alcoholic. I did, but not, AA wasn't in the front seat. So I got drunk. I got drunk on the day that my grandma passed, and I'd like to say that that's the reason I got drunk, but that's not true. That's a reservation I had on a shelf for a long time. And I'd also like to say that I came crawling back in the rooms with my tail between my legs, but I kind of came back in the rooms with the chip on my shoulder because I was like, I've been here before. My whole family's in the program, which doesn't make me an alcoholic, by the way. I came in thinking, what do you know that I don't know? So I went to this meeting, this women's meeting, and I didn't realize there was fellowship first, and then it was a meeting. So I showed up. And I was there for like 45 minutes. I'm like, oh my God, this meeting's not going to start. I was like, I got to get out of here. I got to get out of here. I can't stand being around these women. I got to go. So I'm like making a beeline for the door. And this woman's like, hey, where are you going? It's like, I got to go. He's like, where are you going? Do you have somewhere to go? I'm like, no. And the tears just came. The tears just poured down my face. And when she looked at me, I knew that she knew. And I stuck around for that meeting, and she's my sponsor today. And I'm super grateful that I stuck around, because the obsession of drink has completely been removed from me. And that in itself is a miracle. And I can tell you that's a miracle, because for a drunk like me who doesn't know how to not drink on my own ability, me, I'll drink every day if it's just in my power. I mean, it's unbelievable what this program has done for me. I turn my will and my life over to the care of God every single day. I've worked these steps right out of the book, and I reach my hand out to a newcomer. And I've been told to not share the mess without the message. So what I'm going to share with you tonight is that I have the privilege of being a daughter today. My dad has lung cancer, and he's going through chemo, and I got to move in with him 2 weeks ago. And I get to be a daughter, and I get to be present, and I get to be available in his life. You know, my son and his dad is at the hospital right now, and I wasn't going to share that. But I'm sharing that to you because I want to let you know that I'm putting my program first, and that's what was keeping me sober today. I get to be a mom to my son, I get to be available, and I get to come here and share a message that hopefully somebody else can relate to. So I watch what the women do in this program, and they've taught me how to walk in this program with dignity and grace, and how to hold my head up. And by the grace of God, I have not taken a drink one day at a time in 14 months. And I'm grateful for every one of you for being here. And if you're unsure about this program or you're new, just find a woman that you like or a guy that you like, and do what they do. And, yeah, thank you so much for letting me be here tonight. I'm really grateful to be sober and part of Alcoholics Anonymous. Thank you.